After last week's snow blizzards, sky-cracking thunder, wildly rowdy lightning, and super full moon, we have at last crossed the threshold into spring. The equinox is upon us. Yes, the day is lengthening, now in equality with the night. The sun is shining, but the forecast is wet, very wet and cold. The weather seems extreme, out of balance, and the birds the last few days have been shouting at me on my daily walks. I hear you, I say. The earth is changing quickly, yes, we know it. Brilliant, shocking, terrible, dramatic, unquestionably, this is it. So am I prepared for whatever is ahead? And the answer is no. My family and I do not have an emergency plan. How to get back together should we have an earthquake or a monster tsunami and the bridges go down? How many days supplies do we have? Don't know. Do you? If you do, great. If not, it's time. I take these triple tragic events in Japan as a major wake-up call, and I am answering. I know you are too, but at the same time, it is essential for me to keep a bright eye on the future. For my sake, my children, my grandchildren, and eventually, my great-grandchildren. I'm not trying to scare you, though fear can be very useful when there is something to be truly scared about. But we spend a good deal of time being afraid of what might happen. That itself can bring disaster and self-fulfilling prophecy. It's all right to be scared, but don't make stuff up. Prepare for the worst, hope for the best. Check your immediate circumstances. How are you? How's your family? Do you have basic needs and services? Is there an imminent threat in your vicinity? Yes, there is a real concern about a cloud of radiation descending over the West Coast. How will we know? I mean, it's invisible, right? Americans are hoarding iodine and taking it as a precaution to radiation exposure. But wait, taking iodine randomly out of fear will make you sick, kind of like radiation poisoning. Symptoms of iodine overdose from supplements or medications that exceed 1 gram can cause a burning sensation in the mouth, stomach, and throat, abdominal pain, vomiting, nausea, weak pulse, diarrhea, and even coma. Now, there's a simple test one can take to find out if your levels of iodine are normal. The home test for iodine deficiency includes taking some iodine and a swab of cotton. Dip the cotton swab in the red tincture iodine and paint a circle in the inner part of your upper arm or thighs. Once you have done that, wait for an hour. After an hour, if you find that the circle has disappeared, it means that your body is deficient in iodine. However, on the other hand, if the circle remains as it is for at least 4 hours, it means that iodine levels are fine. But if you're still not sure, get an iodine deficiency test done in a lab. Iodine levels are important, nuclear fallout or not. And here's the good news. One of our great local resources, seaweed, is the natural source. There are 3 seaweed companies on the coast: Rising Tide, Mendocino Seaweed Vegetable Company, and Ocean Harvest. These folks have spiritual, long-term, respectful relations with our Mama Ocean. Each one has been inundated with orders for wakame and kombu as protection from and detox for radiation. Many of us have been eating sea veggies for years. Don't stop. And make sure your kids munch on sea crunchies and nori as often as you can. Little thyroids are most vulnerable to exposure. We as a community have a real sensitivity to our environment. We know that our water, our air, and soil have been compromised, sometimes to the point of toxicity. What can we do when the threats are invisible to the naked eye? Prayer is strong. Millions, even billions, are praying right now, and the Japanese are receiving and appreciating that. But is it real? I mean, we can't see prayers. They're invisible. Well, radiation is invisible, but it's real. Think of prayers the same way, or even stronger. Direct them toward water. As Japanese scientist Dr. Masaru Emoto has shown us in his studies and his book Hidden Messages in the Water, prayers for the water changes its biochemistry, its physical form. In experiment after experiment, he shows us water molecules respond beautifully to love, appreciation, and blessings. For my equinox ritual yesterday, I walked in my backwoods and kneeled by the creek and did water prayers. Water rushing by so clearly and beautifully. Thank you, water. Blessed water, holy water, sacred water. Thank you, water. Knowing that this water is the water in the Louisiana Gulf, the Niger Delta, the Mekong River, the Tigris, the Euphrates. And if our positive thoughts affect water that way, why not the air, the earth around us? Let us imagine it is true for all the elements, and daily prayers of gratitude, peace, love, understanding, and blessings will change molecules. And you know how much we love this place and the people in it. Everyone within the sound of my voice cares. That really matters, literally. Please leave comments at my website, sherryglazer.net.